least. One of literature's great detectives has moved into the public domain. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports a federal judge today declared Sherlock Holmes is no longer covered by U.S. copyright.
Since Sir Arthur Conan Doyle introduced Sherlock Holmes more than 125 years ago, we've seen all kinds of manifestations of the enigmatic genius in the Deerstalker hat. From Benedict Cumberbatch today to Nigel Rathbone in the 1940s.
Elementary, my dear Watson.
No, it's an amazing deduction. How on earth did you arrive at it?
But the question of to whom he belongs was the subject of a lawsuit brought by the editor of an anthology of short stories by authors writing their own Holmes mysteries. The new ruling allows artists to use elements from any Sherlock Holmes story published before 1923. That means writers can riff on the evil Professor Moriarty for free. But if they want to use any telling details from later stories, they'll need to pay a licensing fee. Netta Ulaby,